Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I know you heard Al Shock talk about all of those road construction projects going on right now. It is an absolute headache. I want to get to the zoo tonight for the event that Frazier is putting on. 494 is shut down. I got to get to church tomorrow. I can get there because 94 westbound is open, but I don't know how I'm going to get back home because 94 eastbound is closed. I got a little bit more shopping to do for back to school, but I can't get to the Mall of America like I need to, like I want to. It's a straight shot down 494, but part of that is closed as well. So how in the heck are we supposed to be getting around? How do we, I mean, just the thought of it is giving me a headache. Like during a commercial break, I was going through my phone and Lindsay and I were trying to figure out how I'm going to get from my house in Cottage Grove to Apple Valley for the zoo and then get back from Apple Valley and then go over to the Mall of America tonight because they're having a wrestling match that my son wants to go see with 494 being closed down. She was like, oh, Shaletta, it'd be an adventure. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to go on no adventure with three kids in the car. It's not the type of adventure I want to take because somebody's going to want to eat. Somebody's going to be yelling. Somebody's going to be crying. And worst off, somebody's going to need a bathroom break. Not. So when I found out about World Car Free Day, an annual event that's coming up later this month, I was like, okay, tell me more about this alternatives to driving. What are the commuter programs that are happening in the Twin Cities that I need to be taking advantage of? So I went to carfreemsp.com. It's a website and it talks all about the program. I thought, okay, wait a minute. Hold on. We got light rail here. We got rapid transit. We got so many other alternatives that we can take advantage of that keeps me off the highway, keeps me from cursing, and keeps my blood pressure down. And you know what? I've been so reliant on my car that I have never tried it. Like ever. I just pay to park. So if I'm going to do this thing, I need to talk to somebody who lives it. Like, if I'm going to be a part of this, there's a pledge going on. There's a campaign. September 22nd is the date that, you know, we need to participate in. I said, I just need somebody who can walk me through this. Not like a person who is like a part of the program or a spokesperson who's going to tell me all the things I need to do. Mm-mm-mm. I need to talk to somebody who is living it. So I invited Tennille Warren to join me on the show, and she is here courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. She's a senior commuter programs outreach specialist for commuter programs. And get this, y'all, not just that, but wait, there's more. She's an avid alternate transportation advocate. In fact, girlfriend does not even own a car. She is transit reliant. Beyond her personal experience, her role in community outreach gives her a firsthand knowledge of the variety of ways someone can commute without using a car. And I need to talk to her about this. So, Tennille, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, girl, how did you get here? How did you get here where you are, transit reliant? Because, for me growing up, we rode the bus everywhere because we couldn't afford a car. And once, my mom and dad worked really hard and saved some money up and bought a house and we moved to the suburbs and then we got a car. We never went back to the bus. Like that was something that people looked at as, oh, you're poor, you don't have any money, and that's why you're riding the bus. But that is not the case.
Absolutely. I grew up like that too. I was on the bus all the time. Then we got transportation, and I was like, I don't need to ride the bus anymore. Until fast forward to my adulthood. People think that the reason I don't ride it is because of my job, but that's only part of it. It's because of it was making that decision between having that car note and that nice car or having a roof over my head. And it made more sense to get rid of that car note and get a home. So.
And we've got, I'm telling people about the carfreemsp.com. That's the website where you are looking for people to make a pledge to do one car free trip. You can sign up online, you can take the pledge, whether that is me and my kids, getting on the light rail to go to church on Sunday,
Absolutely.
or we catch the bus to go to the Mall of America tonight to watch the wrestling match. Or we can, make sure that we get on the the B line, the yellow line that comes all the way to Woodbury now. And we can get on that and we can go to downtown St. Paul to the X to watch Disney on Ice or any of the fun things that we want to do. It's the car free pledge. And I think it's so doable. And I love the fact that you're not asking me to do it for a month. You're not asking me to do it for a
Absolutely.
week. It's just one car free trip. Talk to me about that pledge and how people can participate.
So, like you said, it's just one trip. We're asking you to just change one of your trips within the month of September. And you would just pledge saying that you are going to do that. So instead of, like you said, driving to go see a movie, you and the kids say, you know what, we're going to switch this trip and we're going to take the light rail to the mall and we're going to see a movie. Just pledging online, like you said, at carfreemsp.com and saying that you're going to switch one of those trips, whatever that trip may be.
And this is something that you can do with the whole family. I like the fact that you're including family because, we drive the kids to school. And it's right down the damn street, girl. Okay, we got five bikes out there. The kids have been dying to ride their bikes to school like every day when it's nice out. They're like, Mom, can we ride our bike? And I'm like, it's quicker. Come on, y'all get in the car because I got to get back home. Girl, what would it hurt me? I could use the exercise so I can burn those calories I got at the fair eating those buckets of Somali street fries. I could get my butt on their bicycle and the kids and I can ride their bikes to school so that I can make sure they make it safely.
Absolutely.
With Daniel having autism, my youngest son, we don't want him making any detours. So it's not that, oh, I'm hovering or being a helicopter mom. I just need to make sure that Daniel makes it to school safely and that he doesn't detour with his autism or gets distracted and doesn't make it safely. And so that's something that I could be doing with my kids.
Yeah, just one time. Try it one time, see how it is. And then you'll see that it'll get easier. That once you do it once, you're like, okay, let's try it two times a week, and then so on and so forth. But just once, that's all we're asking. Try something different.
Okay, we got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about how easy it is to get this pledge. Your goal is 2 2,000 pledges, at least 2,000 pledges, to reduce the single occupancy trip. One trip at a time is what you want. So far, you have 441 pledges. By the time we come back from this commercial break, you'll have 443 because I'm a pledge, and then Lizzie's going to pledge. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about how people can sign up to pledge and what this actually looks like. And then I'm going to ask you about this whole I don't have a car situation and how you getting around. Girl, your planning must be excellent because I will remember at the last minute that I need to do something. And so I need to do a better job of planning. More with Tanil when we come back. It is 1:19. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. CarFreeMSP.com is the website where you can go and pledge to take one car-free trip. They want 2,000 pledges, but right now they're sitting at 441, and I know we can get that number up. Lindsay and I are going to be pledging, so that's 443, but we need you to do your part as well. We're talking to Tanil Warren. And Tanil, what's the goal of this? What's the ultimate purpose?
You know, the ultimate purpose is to show people that there are alternative ways other than driving alone. What we want to do is just bring awareness that you can get around the metro area, you know, doing several different things, whether it's biking, whether it's taking transit, whether it's carpooling. You can do lots of different things other than drive by yourself.
Yes, indeed. CarFree MSP is that website. Tanil, thank you so much for being on the show. This is an amazing opportunity for us to get involved, and not just by ourselves, but with our family and our children as well, to educate the next generation of little drivers and little scoot booters getting around the Twin Cities. We appreciate you being here on a Saturday afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
And we're going to switch gears here because you all know that I've got these three kids with autism, and I've been watching CNN, and, you know, as the show is going on and the sound is turned down, and, you know, all they're talking about is our health secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and some of the things that he's saying and how it's going to impact our community, people who have loved ones that they care about with disabilities. And so one of the organizations that I work so closely with, that I trust, that I appreciate, and I see the difference that they are making in this community, 100 years of service, is Hammer and NER. And I invited their CEO, John Enstrom, to join me, and he is here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. John, thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday with me here on the Shaletta Show. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Shaletta. Happy to do it.
Now, for folks who have not heard of Hammer and NER, tell us all about the organization.
Sure. We're a nonprofit provider of services for people living with disabilities, predominantly residential services, which means group homes. We also have a kind of innovative apartment program that we offer in 9 different locations. We do some other things as well. We do some case management for Hennepin County, and we also have another aligned business called Hammer Travel, which provides fully escorted travel experiences for people living with disabilities.
And I just appreciate so much the work that you do. The annual trip is amazing.
Oh yeah.
That you all have and provide for adults like my son Daniel, who will be going on that trip when he is old enough, and just the smiles and the safety and the care and concern that you provide to these adults with different abilities is absolutely amazing. And, you know, one of the things that you do, not only provide, but you advocate. And I know that RFK was in the news recently, went before the Senate Finance Committee, advocate groups, disability service providers all across the country were weighing in. And I know you have your finger on the pulse of these things. And so I just wanted to get your perspective about what he said and how that's going to impact our kids and adults with disabilities.
Yes, well, it's very concerning, the kind of things he is saying. He didn't say as much at the Senate Finance Committee just the other day that as we expected him to, but he certainly has said it before, and he promises to say it again. And one of his big lines, if you will, is that he is on the way to figuring out the cause of autism, which he lays at the feet of things like vaccines and other things. And that's just been proven false over and over again through studies all over the world. And yet, you know, it's one thing if an individual citizen wants to believe something, that's fine. But when you're in the position he's in, that's very concerning when you're promoting things that have been proven wrong by study after study.
And how is that impacting our community? You know, that's the thing that concerns me is, you know, this is coming from an official source, the highest official source.
Right.
And it's not somebody sitting in the backyard at a barbecue having too much to drink. It's not a barbershop tale. It's not, you know, your uncle who's a conspiracy theorist. This is the head of our health department. And, you know, his family has called on him to resign. So many others are saying the same thing. And it's so concerning for families who are looking to our government for guidance and information and resources, you know, to have these false narratives put out into the universe.
Yeah. Well, I think it affects people in so many different ways. I mean, the first one is it is really close to saying that the reason somebody has autism can be blamed upon their parents making a decision about them getting vaccinated, which is just, you know, just crazy. The, you know, parents, as you well know, Shaletta, right, who have children who are mm-hmm. on the spectrum, mm-hmm. have enough struggles in their own life.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, I'm sure, maybe even you too, you know, on a dark evening, you might have wondered, could I have done something different? Am I to blame mm-hmm. for this? Which, of course, you're not, but it's a natural thing when you get tired and a little overwhelmed. And then now we have this official saying, yeah, well, maybe it is your fault.
Yeah.
And it's just over the top because it's false, but it also, it looks backwards. It doesn't look forward. I mean, that's
yeah.
the other thing, right?
And it also gives the people ammunition who want to blame you.
Sure.
Like if my aunts or uncles or neighbors or just people, you know, in community who don't know me. Well, were you doing this were you taking Tylenol? Were you taking acetaminophen?
Yeah.
Did you not take your folic acid tablets? Did you not do this? Were you drinking? And, you know, it's got to be something that you did because I heard the health secretary say one thing or another. And, you know, he said he's close to finding, you know, but he's not a scientist. He's not even a freaking doctor. And he's gotten rid of
right.
anybody that is challenging or anyone who has been on the front lines of this research. And so not only are the researchers gone, but the people who interpret the research are also on the way out of the door. And so it's frightening that we have these people with this lack of competence, this level of incompetence, you know, putting information out there that, you know, makes and so what happens is, and you know as well as I do, what happens is that people won't go get the kids tested. That's the problem.
Right,
that's
going
to be the lowest common denominator, because if I don't have the diagnosis, then I don't have to deal with the drama. If I don't have, my child doesn't have the diagnosis, then I don't have to deal with the judgment. Well, also, if your child doesn't have the diagnosis, the insurance won't pay for the treatment, won't pay for the services,
exactly.
won't pay for the group
exactly.
homes, won't pay for the therapy or the medication. And so, you know, but parents would rather not deal with the judgment and the condemnation and not,
mm-hmm.
you know, because people aren't giving grace because our secretary said, you know, it must be your fault. You did something wrong.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's a huge problem. And it's the beginning of the government saying, well, we're not going to help you take care of your child. We're not going to look to the future. We're not going to provide a better opportunity because this was preventable. Which it's not, but that's the narrative, right?
Yeah.
And it makes it then just a really short step to saying, well, you know, we don't really have to take care of your kids. We don't really have to help you in any way because this was totally preventable.
And that's when the funding cuts come in. And that's what the groundwork is being laid for. And I wish that people could see, like with these kids, I'm advocating 5 and 10 years down the line. Like right now, I'm working with colleges and trade schools, right? So I'm still doing stuff at the elementary and middle school and high school level, but I'm looking 10 years down the line. So I'm working with employers. I'm doing autism job fairs. I'm going to St. Thomas University and sitting in the room with the president of the university, President Fisher, and saying, what do you have? What's available? What can you make available?
Yeah.
How can you change things and make it more accessible? But you know, if you look 10 years down the line, what are they doing? They're laying the groundwork to cut funding. So don't come crying to me. Don't come crying to me because you voted a certain way and now your kids' benefits are being cut and your budget mm-hmm. is being impacted and you don't have access to the same services, because now is the time for you to speak up and speak out, because what they're doing is they're laying the groundwork so that 10 years from now, They don't have to, they don't have to fund anything. They don't have to pay for anything. They're going to say, hands off. We're going to leave it up to the states. And then we go all be sitting in the corner crying because this stuff got cut. And it's not going to get cut tomorrow. It's not going to get cut next year. It's not going to get cut 2 years from now. It's going to be cut 10 years from now after they have laid the groundwork of 4 or 5 years of saying this is preventable. It's the parents' fault. Well, you know what? Now the state and the federal government are not going to give you any assistance because you shouldn't have did this, that, or the other. And it's time out for that. We have got to, as a community, come together and say enough is enough. And I'm just so grateful for the work that Hammer and NER is doing. John, I'm so glad to have you at the helm as CEO. Thank you so much for making a difference for our kids. I'm getting choked up over here trying not to cry and talk to you and fuss all at the same time. But thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday with me, for having this important dialogue and discussion so that people could really see 10 years down the line what we're trying to prevent.
Right, right, right. Yeah, it, yeah, we can't go backwards. We've
fought too hard
for too many decades.
No, we cannot. Talking to John Estrom, CEO of Hammer and NER, on the Shaletta Show. Now, we're going to switch gears here. When we come back, we're going to do some weather, and we're going to have more candid conversations right here on WCCO Radio. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It is 1:37. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I am the host of this show. And I'm also the owner of a business. I would say it's a small business, but it's not. Okay, we're an S Corp. We're a corporation. I'm not a businesswoman. I'm a businesswoman. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is a podcast network and promotions company that celebrates Black culture here in the Twin Cities. We do marketing for companies like General Mills and Bremer Bank and Comcast and so many other organizations here, and small organizations, .orgs, that companies that want to get the word out about, you know, their initiatives, programs, products, job fairs. We help them do that as well. I do public speaking. I've got these books. I've got a production company where I come out and shoot commercials for folks. That's what I do. And guess what? That's all I do. I'm always grinding. My parents are here from Houston. I have not spent a moment with them. Why? Because I am working. Like from the time I get out of the bed until the time I fall asleep with the computer on my lap, I'm grinding. I don't know how to make the shift. I don't know how to make the shift from the constant grind of working on my business and in my business 24/7 to growth. Like I got a folder right now of people who want to work with me. And I'm like, give me a minute. Let me get my stuff together. Let me shift. I've got three people I'm getting ready to hire and bring in. And then they all be able to shift some of the responsibility of caregiving for the kids, for the nanny, and a personal assistant who can keep the schedule and somebody who can project manage a couple of these things. We good. But I got to get to that point. How do I get there? I'm charting new territory. I can't call my mama and say, what happened when you made your first $1 million? How did you grow your business? There's nobody that I know who's done what I'm doing, right? So I need some education. I need somebody to teach me. I need somebody to train me. And I'm willing to listen and learn, which is why I am excited about something new and great that is coming to the Twin Cities on Thursday, September 18th from 9 to 4. Take the whole day off if you're a business owner. It's the Strength and Strategy Lab, helping entrepreneurs shift from grind to business growth. And I'm so glad that Tommy McNeil and Octavia Treadway, the folks who are putting this thing on, are joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. First of all, Tommy and Octavia, I don't know who told y'all my business, but thank you for putting this on, because the Lord knows I needed it. If don't nobody else show up, baby, I got to be there on the front row, because this is exactly what entrepreneurs are going through. We say we want to build generational wealth. We say we want to build these companies, but we don't know how to do it. Tommy, talk to me about how this whole event came to pass.
Yes, well, good afternoon, everyone, including the listening audience. Shaletta, you know, you are somebody that I obviously cherish, and you're doing a lot of the work. And so how this come to pass, you know, McNeil Management is a holding company, and I'm a serial entrepreneur similar to you. I have partnered with You're Carrying Something Great with TAF, Ms. Octavia Treadway, who is someone special in creating something great around the development of growing business. I don't like to call them small businesses, because I think it's really important that all the businesses that are in business are emerging. So they're growing business, but we want to teach them the fundamentals of things that go beyond just putting out a business plan, but what are some of the structural and more technical skills and resources they need in order for them to scale up their business.
And Octavia, you and Tommy are partnering to do this Strength and Strategy Lab, helping entrepreneurs shift from grind into business growth. It's happening on Thursday, September 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Black Business Enterprise, 1128 Harmon Place, Suite 200. You created this for entrepreneurs. And one of the things that you always told me, Octavia, and the stat that scares me is, you know, the businesses in Minnesota that fail after their first year, not necessarily because we're not doing the work. It's just that this is new for us and we don't know how to keep it up.
Yeah, hey, Shaletta, first of all, thank you so much for having us on the show. This process is just so near and dear to my heart, being an entrepreneur myself, going into my fourth year of business. And the thing that has stunted
the most growth in my business has been I just didn't know what I didn't know. And and so we are putting this on in order for folks to be able to have aha moments as we share with them information and strategies and tactics that a lot of us just don't know when we start our businesses.
Okay, now, Tommy, one of the things that I pray for every day is strength, strategy, and supernatural insight. And when I saw the description for this event coming up on September 18th, strength and strategy. And it's not just for business owners. It's for side hustlers who are ready to grow strategically. Talk to me about who needs to be sitting in these chairs.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that's something that we pray on daily as well as we leading up to September 18th. The folks that's in this, that sits in the chair are everything from transitional professionals, those that are in the corporate world or working a day job and got a bit of a side hustle and they're looking to make that leap. Right. We're talking about those fractional employees that's really are on in scope of looking for something greater than where they currently are. We're talking about some of these businesses that have been sitting in the same spot for quite some time that's looking to scale, mm-hmm. but just don't know how. These folks are the ones that we're looking for to be in that room so that they can not only learn from what we're sharing, but learn from each other in the process.
Okay, Octavia, I just want everybody to know, for those folks who don't know you and Tommy, you're the founder of Something Great. You've got 20 plus years of experience in leadership, organizational and business development. Tommy has his management company, and he's also got 20 plus years in corporate experience and transition to entrepreneurship, specializing in a lot of project execution and strategic planning. So together, you're going to bring 40 years of experience in leadership and management to this event. So for folks who are listening, how can they sign up? Where do they need to go?
So they can go to my website, Something Great HQ. HQ stands for headquarters, somethinggreathq.com. And then they will see Strength and Strategy Lab. They can click on that link and then they can buy tickets there.
Okay, so I'm just being led by the Spirit, doing what the Lord is telling me to do. So I just went to somethinggreathq.com, and it's about people, purpose, and process. You've got some free consultations. You've got some other stuff going on the website. And when people get to the part where they can sign up for this event, I just want to say that the next five people, Octavia, who go on your website and hit the contact us button, I want a treat.
Wow. Okay.
All right, Tommy.
Amen.
I want a treat because I want to put my money where my mouth is. So if you go to somethinggreathq.com and you clicked on that contact us button, right? And you say, hey, I was listening to WCCO radio. I was listening to the Shaletta Show. I want to be there on Thursday, September 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Black Business Enterprise on Harmon Place in Minneapolis for this event. I'm going to close down my shop, my t-shirt shop. I'm going to shut up my bakery. I'm going to stop with my social media content. I'm a barber, but I got some product I want to put out. I'm going to close down the shop that day. I'm going to take my clients on Monday instead of Thursday, and I want to go. So the next five people that go to somethinggreathq.com and click the contact us button and say that they want to go to this event, business owner, side hustler, you're gigging, 300,000 Black women have left the workforce just in the past year alone. They're starting their own businesses. And if one of them is you and you want to do it, but you know what, you may not have the money to, I got you. So I hope y'all will have let me do that, Octavia and Tommy. Is that okay? I'm sorry. Sometimes I just get to talking and I don't even find out if that's okay.
Shaletta, thank you so much. Honestly, I am just so inspired by the work that you do in our community. I was at Entrepreneur Day this year, and just to watch the way that you poured into us and now the way that you're pouring into the lab, I just want to say thank you. I just thank God for leading you in that way.
Oh, girl, you know I love y'all. And Tommy won the $5,000 at Black Entrepreneurs Day this year. Girl, wait. It was so funny because my son, I make sure that people don't think I'm cheating, right? But it just, the Lord makes sure that the people I love win because Jesus loves me like that. And so my son, I did the raffle and I rolled the drum and my son Daniel picked it out. And Tommy's handwriting is horrible. Okay, just FYI. And so my son said, Tammy McNeil won. I said, oh, okay. Well, I don't know Tammy, but congratulations. And I saw that old regular handwriting. I knew exactly who that was. I said, this handwriting belonged to Tommy. Tommy won the scholarship. He won the grant.
I love it. Every bit of that video, and I am grateful. And just so that you know, Shaletta, as a result of winning that, I launched a new organization that's focused on workforce management, a staffing agency that's coming out by the name of Spark. Spark is going to support Flame Mobile Kitchen's labor force. And so I am grateful for that opportunity because that's a launching pad to where the new business is going to head to.
And I'm telling you something, it's a lot of people listening who are starting a new business. Listen, y'all. Don't take that business to the grave. Don't take that great idea to the grave. Don't let us find your business plan in the top drawer next to your dresser. Okay. Take yourself to Strength and Strategy Lab. They'll help entrepreneurs shift from grind and idea to business growth. It is Thursday, September 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Black Business Enterprise. And you can get everything you need at somethinggreathq.com. You can sign up there. And also, if you want to go but you don't have the money yet, the first five people listening, if you go to that website, click the Contact Us button, leave them a note. I'm treating. My treat. I got you. Thank y'all so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And I love you both. And I'm so excited that you're having this event. And I know that the room is going to be full because we're praying for the room to be full. And it's going to be freaking amazing.
Thank you, Shaletta.
All right. Y'all stick around. Don't go anywhere. We've got more of the Shaletta Show coming up. I'm glad Lindsay's playing that music, that fast music, because that's going to be me. When this show is over, yes. I am taking these $2, these last $2, like the blues singer sang about, and I'm going right up here to the Holiday gas station in Cottage Grove, and I'm going to buy me a ticket. $1.8 billion Powerball jackpot is up for grabs. I think, Lindsay, that is worth the $2 investment.
Ooh, just for a chance to change your life and probably many other people's lives, depending on what you would choose to do with said winnings. I know taxes would be taken out, so you're probably looking
at
600 mil at least, probably coming back in your pocket. Don't ask me to do math, but what would you do with $1 billion?
Well, it's so funny because this was not planned. You know, when it first got to a billion, you know, it was like a billion, then it was a billion plus a little bit more, and now it's $1.8 billion, right?
Yep.
So the other day when it first got to be a billion, because I've been praying for God to give me a Marie Dageville blessing. Marie Dageville became a billionaire overnight. And now with the lottery, it's like her husband was some tech giant. And he died and she got all the money.
Yeah.
But the headline said Marie Dageville became a billionaire overnight. So I cut out the headline. I put it on my prayer wall and I said, Lord, let me be a billionaire overnight. So I was at the Quick Trip, the Holiday, getting my lottery ticket, and Sean came up behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny. I was like, unplanned. I didn't know he was coming. And so they said, what are you going to do with the lottery? And he said, I'm going to get away from here. You won't be able to find me. And I said, you know what? You will be able to find me. And I told the little guys at the lottery that were working at the gas station at the Holiday right here in Cottage Grove. I said, what's your mama's name? And one of the guys told me, I said, now what's your mama's name? And the guy told me, I said, this is what I'm going to do. If I win, I'm going to pay off both of y'all mama's mortgage.
Yes.
I said, so you tell your mama that little lady came in here, little black lady came in here and said, if she wins the $1 billion, she gonna pay off both of your mama's mortgages. And they were like, yeah, okay, woohoo. Okay,
go.
So what would you do if you won? What would be the first thing?
I would start with all of the student loans from my teammates and family members. I would take those out.
baby.
Yeah, you know, it's those are the real sinkers these days. And so that's where I would start.
That is so smart. That is so smart because those things got interest rates like you would not believe. Lindsay is so smart. Yeah, stick around for more smartness from Lindsay right here on the Shaletta Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.